Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are broadcasting from Grenada Dive Fest 2019, and we're kicking off the festivities in Carriacou. Yes, that is the home of the crab poo that we plan to wipe all over us a little bit later on. CJ is with me, first time to Carriacou and Grenada. And what are your impressions so far?
Dude, we just had two amazing dives. I saw so much cool stuff. The biggest rays I've ever seen. Crystal clear water, warm, unbelievable. I mean, you couldn't ask for better diving.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was spectacular. I've been here about 7 years ago. It's been way too long. I'm here with Mermaid Milena. First impressions of Grenada and specifically Carriacou, because we haven't really even done anything on the main island yet.
First time here on all these islands, and it's so different and beautiful, and topside and underwater, totally two different worlds.
Yes, beautiful stuff so far, and we're just getting started. Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy, first time to Carriacou. We're actually having lunch with our friends from Lumba Dive to kick off the festivities. We're going to talk to them in just a bit, but first impressions, Brittany, what do you think?
Absolutely incredible. Gin clear water, white sandy beaches, Corona commercials, shore lunches. You couldn't ask for a better topside excursion.
Yeah, we're kicking back on like our own private island. We're playing naked, naked scuba and afraid here in just a
bit.
Okay, thank you, CJ. Jeez. It happens because, you know, we're done with the diving already for today, and we're kicking back. We're getting ready to do the whole spa treatment here on Carriacou. We'll get to that in just a bit. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine with me as well. It's been too long since you've been here. It's probably even longer than I. Is that
been
right?
Too long. You got that right, for yeah. Sure. It's grown a lot, but it's still very small and unique. It's still got the village feel to it.
It really does. And you know, that's what is beautiful about Grenada, about the Spice Island. You go to the main island, it's a little bit more developed. It still has amazing stuff there. We're going to get into that a little later on. But you can go off to their sister island, Carriacou, on the ferry, or take a quick puddle jumper flight. But even on the ferry, it's only like an hour and a half cruise. It's pretty scenic, actually, and cruise over here for an afternoon or a couple days, do some diving with Lumba Dive or Deeper Diver Diving and some of the other operators here on Carriacou, and really get kind of more of an out-island experience. Scuba Cowboy with me as well. He's already played one gig, and that went over quite well. You actually love Grenada so much, you wrote a song about it, right?
I did the very first time we were here, and geez, that was like we figured out 10 years ago. But
yeah, too long.
Yes, exactly. But of course, the one thing that stands out to most to me about Carriacou and Grenada is the people. Yes. That's what makes this an amazing experience. The people are all so friendly. Everybody does an outstanding job. And, of course, the scenery, as you've all said, is amazing.
Yeah, well, I got to say, one of our scuba radio trips that I will never forget was to Grenada many years ago. We had four mermaids with us. Tiffany was a repeat. She's the only one from that crew that survived the first trip. And she is back here again. What do you think so far, Tiffany? Does everything, is it like a rush of good feelings and flashbacks, so to speak, like I've been having?
It absolutely is, Greg. And honestly, I didn't think it could get better, but it actually has. Somehow they've surpassed every possible expectation that I had, every memory, everything. It just gets better and better.
It so does.
Let's note that I now am typically, actually, the ultimate survivor.
The ultimate, she is the ultimate scuba radio surviving mermaid, for sure. She is well beyond her shelf life, but she's managed to kick it in high gear, and here she is recreating the magic that we had from this trip years ago. And I got to tell you, it's been great. And, you know, Pup talked about the people. It really is what you remember when you go to island to island. The diving is just spectacular, like a lot of cool places in the Caribbean. But it's the people and the things that you do topside, at least in my mind, that have a tendency to kind of, you know, stay entrenched in your memory. And I will never forget the trip we had here years ago when we came over to Carriacou. We did this mud treatment. We did a hermit crab races. We're on the island that we were years ago, kind of recreating this magic today. So we'll see where it goes. But the person that made that happen was Diane from Lumbadite. How are you?
I'm very pleased to have you around here, and I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we had to allow Grenada Statute of Limitations expire before we were allowed back, I think. Is that what it was? Let's just go with that. Yeah. That'll be our excuse that it's been too long since we've been back. But you've been cranking. At the time when we came here years ago, I think you guys were like brand spanking new, right? You were new to the island, and now you're like veterans.
Exactly. We are the oldest dive shop on the island now. We've been here for 10 years, and we're pleased to invite people to come over and discover about the 40 dive sites we have to introduce them. Carriacou is having a magnificent flora and fauna. So come on down, guys. And if you want to be treated specially, just ask Greg from Scuba Radio, how can we treat our guests when they need something special to be done?
Well, last time we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into. And they said, hey, look, we want you to put this mud all over you. And we're like, what? And we did it. And we never forgot it. And we talked about it for years. I've been leading up to this, telling CJ, who's never done this, Milena, Brittany, they've never experienced this thing, and they think I'm hosing them like it's a tourist trap or a punking that you do to the tourists. But this is something that's a little special. You got to ask for it if you want to come to Lumbadive to do the mud spa treatment, because they do have some of those real high-end resorts in Grenada and stuff. And what they do, they come over and get buckets of this mud, and they go, and then they charge like, you know, several hundred dollars or $1,000 for you to take a bath in this stuff, and then it makes your skin as smooth as a baby's butt, right?
Right, exactly. Although the difference would do normally depending of sea condition, we can come to that site, south side of Carriacou, do some dives around here, and then we just stop by the island and make a picnic, and then we can do the rubbing of muds, and then play on the shore, see the turtles coming on the shore.
Yeah, we were greeted by a sea turtle from right in front of us as we were docking the boat here on this little, which island are we on right now?
We are on Saline Island.
Saline Island. So this is literally a tropical paradise. You know, they filmed a lot of Corona beer commercials here, so all those scenic beach scenes that you see on TV sometimes was done right here in Carriacou, because they got just spectacular white sand beaches and picturesque mountains in the back. I mean, it's like a postcard. It's like living in a postcard. But and I joke about the mud. It's not crap food. It's actually volcanic soil or muck or something that is very unique to this area, right?
It is, and it's just at the beginning of the salt pound.
Okay.
So people here are coming and collect some salt, and then let the water evaporate, and then they use the salt to do their cooking after all.
Interesting. And because of that whole process, it creates this muck or something or whatever, and then they rub it on you and charge you a grand, and then you feel great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We've already had a couple dives. We did the Sisters, which is a very popular site here in Carriacou. Beautiful, unbelievable marine life. A huge lobster, some of the biggest lobster I have seen in the entire Caribbean. That was impressive, but especially that second part. We were like cruised around. What we did a drift dive, and that was like, that wasn't the Sisters there, that was the second dive, wasn't it?
Well, the Sisters we had to drift because there was some current, and at the end when we turned around to come back to the boat, well, there was that forest of Gorgonian and black
tube sponges or barrel sponges, massive barrel sponges, and very unique shapes too. I mean, Milena found one barrel sponge shaped in the like in a star. It was really strange looking, but
exactly.
Very cool.
And we have also huge fans over there. So Gorgonian can play between 1 foot to 10 feet tall.
Big black fans you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It was just
amazing.
A forest of them. I thought it was black coral at first, but those were black fans.
We also have a lot of black coral over there. But you have to remember, black coral is not black. So, nope, sometimes people doesn't know what they're looking for.
Right.
But we do have a lot of books, so at the end of the dive, when we come back to the dive center...
You'll educate them.
Yeah, also,
right.
Yeah.
So, course. Black coral at depth. They call it black coral, but at depth, it's like purplish, is that right? Or what color?
There's some pink one, there's pink. Some white one as
oh,
well,
okay.
And there's some reddish one. So,
well,
you know,
see, I don't know squat. I got to go back and look at the book, evidently.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of them. It was a big forest of these black sea fans waving in the currents and stuff. Is very impressed, very, you know, developed and that kind of stuff. Great stuff for diving. But, you know, topside, once again, it's the people. And Diane and the folks at Luma Dive were so gracious to us before. We've talked to her at the dive shows over the years. We wanted to come back here. We're finally here, and we're going to go jump in the mud or rub it all over us, and we're going to do a before and after,
yeah,
see if there's a difference, and then you can ask for this treatment. It's just one of the value-added elements that you can do in Carriacou as part of Grenada Dive Fest. That's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is there anyone out there? Because it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here is one of the most challenging rebreather students that I ever had, Greg the Dive Master.
With the exception of Mermaid Tony.
I can't say with the exception of Mermaid Tony.
Just lie. Go ahead.
I hate you.
Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Grenada, actually their sister island, Carriacou, with Luma Dive. We're going to check in with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts here a little later on in the show as we travel back to the mainland. But we just had our mud bath. We had a great time, guys. feel your skin? Does it feel like the is smoothness of a baby's butt? Yes, Milena's with me. Brittany is digging it. Everybody was covered in mud. We got pictures to prove it. This really did happen. It was a thing we did on our surface interval in Carriacou with our friends from Lumba Dive. Really a great adventure. We got to give a little shout out here to Leslie real quick because she just completed her, what, your Dive Master certification?
Dive Master, yeah.
So we were your checkouts on your Dive Master thing.
You were, and I couldn't have had a better group. Thank you.
If anybody's going to put you through the ringer, it's going to be the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. And Richard, did she do well?
No, she didn't do very well. And you didn't ask difficult question.
I didn't ask a difficult question. I just said, what's this thing with a mouthpiece on it? What do I do with this? And she said, just stick it up your butt. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it was not bad.
Yes, okay. See? She knew how to handle me, and she did well. But congratulations,
Thank
Leslie.
Thank you very much.
She's over here on Carriacou finishing up her Dive Master certification. Good times. The only person who did not cover themselves in mud was Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine.
Now, wait a minute. I covered my legs in mud.
Okay, so do they feel smooth?
I tried the mud. I got baby smooth legs.
Well, there you go. Okay. And this is something you would like have to ask for to do special on your surface interval with Lumba Dive. So it's not. It's kind of one of those special value-added things you'll do for special groups, right, Diane?
Yes, it is. This is only on special requests for groups of six and more.
Okay, but trust me, it is worth it. Yeah, we walked back to where they actually pull the mud at. We had the freshest crab poo on Carriacou, I think, and we rubbed it all over. It's not crab poo. It's like volcanic salt filtered something or other. What is it, Leslie?
Black mud.
It's black mud, okay. But they charge like $500, $600 a person to rub this on you in one of the spas here in the islands, and we got it like as a free surface interval thing.
Technically, I'm actually told that it's rotted mangrove root.
No, that's not accurate. I don't think that is accurate at all. Right, Richard? It's not.
No, it's poo.
It is poo. See, it's crab poo. He knows, but see, because it is finely filtered by the crabs of the island, it's the finest mud on the planet and something that, people with lots of money that don't have anything to do with it, want to spend their money on, right?
All I can say is walking into the jungle of this island, it felt like we were kicking off the first episode of Scuba Survivor.
Yes, that or Scuba Naked and Afraid. I think that's what it ended up being when we started rubbing all the mud off of us. But it was good, a good time, just a very unique thing to do as a surface interval. The diving spectacular. Not only did we see a turtle when we got to the island, when we were out there rubbing the mud off of us in the ocean, and another turtle popped up. How about that?
I did the mud thing, Greg. I just like to say on record, against my will, and just shut you up. But make no mistake, my revenge will be swift and sweet.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's his way of saying he loved it, and it was something he had to mark off the list. Scuba Cowboy, what say you? This is the third time you've done this, isn't it?
Yes, this is amazing. How can you not have a wonderful time when you come to Carriacou?
I mean, look at me. I mean, I've easily taken, 10 years off of, yeah.
I would say at least
on the radio.
You're off your boyishly girl figure.
Scuba Cowboy, can you help us out? What was written on Greg's back in the mud? I can't remember. What did it say?
I think it said kick me, I believe.
What?
Because you were all doing a large amount of that on the walk.
I didn't see it. It didn't exist.
Well, that's how. It's a radio show and you can't see it.
Right. We have proof.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, we will see. Now, we are getting ready to dive some more. Next dives is with one of the other operators here in Carriacou. You're going to hear about that next. Diane is setting up is this the final swig of the watermelon rum punch?
Exactly, and that's for you, man.
That's for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do this and talk on the radio. Hold this. Okay. There you go. Smooth. No, that was great. Yum. Watermelon rum. They sliced open a watermelon and poured rum in there, and there you go. Wow. See, we're not diving, so we might as well drink some rum, because we're in the islands. It just kind of happens, right, Richard?
Yeah, and this rum is one of the best. Okay.
Which one is it? Which one is this one?
Clark Court.
Which one?
Clark Court from Grenada.
So that's real authentic Grenadian rum, and we just drank some of it out of a watermelon.
Let's show the listeners.
Let's show the listeners so they know which one to buy when they come to the island. There, it's a
You got
to
get the special refined.
Refined special dark rum. It's tasty, especially when you drink it out of a watermelon. What say you there, Brittany?
Oh, it's delicious.
Smooth?
So smooth.
Smooth, fresh watermelon. Yes, CJ?
We can't pry the watermelon out of Brittany's hands.
Yes. Look at her.
she's a lush.
She's scraping it clean.
I'm a pirate.
That's right. Well, we kind of are playing pirate. It literally, you know, this island we're on today literally looks like, being stranded on Survivor or something. You get the beaches and the palm trees and the hermit crabs. We had a hermit crab race. It was awesome.
Did you give the results of the crab race?
Yes, I won.
No.
Tiffany won.
Tiffany won.
Tiffany won with her crabs.
Tiffany won. Dante came in second, and after that, I lost.
My crab was the best. My crabs were the best.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
You have a little red something on your face.
Yeah. I'm just getting over the fact she said her crabs were the best. But so you won, and you win what? You were the first one to get crab.
I don't have to babysit you this week.
No, that's not accurate at all.
She won the trip to Hawaii. For two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she pays for Richard. No, Richard.
There you go. All right. And she's taking down some more chunks of watermelon. But, I get wrapped up in all this crazy topside stuff that we do because it's tough to talk and dive underwater at the same time. But obviously, we're going to do some more of that in Carriacou. Okay. This is the sister island of the main island of Grenada as part of Grenada Dive Fest. PureGrenadaDiveFest.com. You can check it out. Pure Grenada Dive Fest. Just Google it. It'll all pop up with all the festivities and things that you can plan for to join us possibly here next year. And that's kind of what we're doing is laying the groundwork for another adventure to do this and plan out some festivities. And we're just getting started for Dive Fest. This is just a cool idea.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting the wheels rolling. Next year it's going to be even bigger and more fun.
Wait, hold on. You said you're coming back? I just plan on not leaving.
Well, there's that option as well. Yeah, where it's very early in the week. By the end of the week, I'm sure they will force her off the island. She will be voted off the island, as they say, on Scuba Radio Survivor. Right, Pop?
It could happen because, as you said, this is Naked and Afraid. Greg's naked and we're all afraid.
We're all afraid.
Scuba naked and afraid. I think we might have to do something with this. We definitely got the environment to make it happen in Carriacou, sister island of Grenada. But who knows what's going to happen. Just stay tuned. We got more coming up from Pure Grenada Dive Fest on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are on the island of Carriacou, the sister island of Grenada, here for Pure Grenada Dive Fest. Check it out. Google it. Whatever you got to do, you can find out details about this to join us for next year. Now, we have just completed four dives on Carriacou. We're getting ready to head back over to the main island. But, CJ, you're having a great time, right?
Unbelievable. Can't ask for any better.
Our entire Scuba Radio Scuba Squad are having a good time. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, we have moved over to one of the other operators on Carriacou. Gary from Deeper Diving has a really nice operation here. You guys have been operating for how long, Gary?
We've been here since 2011 as Deeper Diving. Well, the shop's been here on this site since 1994.
There you go. Okay. And it's been here a long time. And I think last time I was here, they weren't here yet. And we were here just before they came, because obviously if we would have been here when they wanted to open the business, they would have said, oh, hell no. But now they are fully operational. They are running some great dives. We just did some spectacular diving today. What were those sites, Gary?
So today you did Sharky's Hideaway Part 1 and you did Whirlpool.
Nice.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so you could come to Deeper Diving. And by the way, what Deeper Diving, does that mean something? Is that a name or what?
It means D for diving.
D for diving. I got it. All right, Google it. Just look it up on the island of Carriacou. Really cool operation. You know, you come here, hang out. We're having like a little bit of lunch after our diving day before we head back over on the ferry over to the mainland. But they got a picnic table right by the dive shop. They got the showers. They got all the gear. Everything you need to come here and do some diving in Carriacou, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we're a full-service center. We offer everything through from recreational diving for those people who just want to come out and get in the water, get wet, and go see some fish, right away through to recreational and technical rebreather diving.
Nice. Do you have a favorite site, Gary?
Yeah, my favorite site is Layer Cake.
Hey, will you quiet down there, dog? We're trying to do a radio show here. He's just, he wants some of your lunch, I think, Gary, because you didn't finish your sandwich. Yeah, he knows. Yeah, there's dogs walking. It's just a very kind of laid-back island atmosphere, what every diver dreams of, D4 diving, right?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
We got more coming up from Grenada Dive Fest. We're going to head over to the main island. Next, you're going to hear all about it right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Charlene, a.k.a. Champagne, coming to you live from the Spice Island of Grenada. I've also been crowned the Scuba Radio Mermaid for 2010. You're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my good buddy who never touched my tail in Grenada or anywhere on the planet, Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio.
Very sexy.
They may call them bathing suits, but those bikinis aren't big enough to patch a roach burn in my jeans. La 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 la.
I'll never know what that means, but you know, it doesn't matter. We are in Grenada for Pure Grenada Dive Fest. Pure Dive Fest. Just Google it, hashtag it. Whatever you got to do, you can find out about this cool event happening on the Spice Island this week with your friends from Scuba Radio. We have the Scuba Cowboy. He actually was playing Island Girl on the back of the Aquanauts Grenada dive boat this afternoon during the service interval. It was magical. We got it on film. We'll have a video up, I'm sure. In a matter of days. But I'm here with Peter from Aquanauts Grenada, one of the participants in Grenada Dive Fest. Good to see you again, my friend.
Hey, great to have you guys back.
Last time we were here, I was learning to free dive. Or not free dive, rebreather dive.
Yeah,
which is kind of like that, I guess, in a way, maybe.
Yeah, no bubbles.
No bubbles, exactly. Same thing, in a sense. But I'm just back here enjoying Dive Fest. It's been too long. But the reef looks beautiful. I mean, the marine life, spectacular. We saw eagle rays. I knew we were going to see that on this trip. And sure enough, we saw them. Not on the Bianca Sea, but during the surface interval. Go figure. They cruised by, I guess, the Bianca Sea and said, okay, hold on. We're going to get up close and personal with you guys during the surface interval. That's kind of what happened. You think, Peter?
Yeah, we probably made a little bit too much noise on the Bianca Sea. So they decided, let's go somewhere quiet. And then we followed them around and we chased them up.
Now, the Bianca Sea is one of the premier dive sites here in Grenada. It's been around since, it's been down since 60-something?
1961.
Okay, and it is still kind of like the largest cruise ship underwater, or what is the deal on the Bianca Sea? It's huge.
It's huge, exactly. Yes. 600 feet of shipwreck, and it's basically the largest shipwreck in recreational limits that is diveable very easy and very easy accessible.
Yeah, you know, you can kind of see the hull, so to speak, but a lot of it is, you know, rubble and stuff like that. But it's cool to cruise around. The critters like it. And like you said, it's within recreational dive limits. You can go down there and really have a cool dive, and as we did today. And it's kind of like one of those must-do dives while you're in Grenada, right?
Not only once you're in Grenada, it's in your life. It's a bucket list dive.
Well, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. And my bucket has plenty of room for a few more dives on the Bianca Sea for sure. So we did that, and then the second dive was Shark Reef, and that's where I was saying the reef just looked beautiful. We got all these crazy, barrel sponges. I'm finding a trend. The barrel sponges seem to be shaped very strangely here in Grenada. What's up with that? They're not like barrels. They're like shaped and flat, yeah. And they're in star shapes. They're all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, basically the location, our Shark Reef has quite some current usually, and that shapes the barrel sponges differently when they're just like sitting in a reef with no current, where they grow more round, and that's why they're called barrel sponges.
Nice. Now, we have been experiencing just some great diving and obviously some great topside stuff. The Aqua Gypsy has been having a blast. You enjoying this, right?
Absolutely phenomenal. I know we've touched on it before, but I truly think that what has made this experience so incredible is the people. Everyone here is so friendly. Everywhere you go, there's a smile on everyone's face. They're so pleased and happy to meet everyone. Can't say enough about this island.
Well, and Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada. Check them out, aquanautsgrenada.com. You guys basically were looking around for a place to go, and you just fell in love with Grenada, after you did a dive trip? Kind of thing?
And it's great to hear basically the same comment from a first timer to Grenada that we said 21 years ago. After doing a lot of island hopping and living for a couple of years in the island, we discovered Grenada and we said, you know what, this is the place where we want to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, I could see not just Peter and Galinda falling in love with the place, but when you come to their place, Aquanauts Grenada, this is an ideal destination for, a dive group that wants to come out as a dive shop. Now, Mermaid Milena, we talk about her putting on the mermaid tail and posing for pictures and videos and stuff like that. But she also has a dive shop, and this might be the perfect little mix where you just come here. You get dropped off, and you just stay here for a week, and you don't have to go anywhere else. You got your food. We're standing right next to the rum shop. What else do you need, right?
Oh, my gosh, Greg. I mean, it really fits for everybody. I mean, your divers, your non-divers. Even my dive divas that do 2 tanks in the morning, and they want to have cocktails by this beautiful beach.
Yes. Now, they got the Grenada sign. We're going to get our picture taken in front of that. They got an infinity pool where I did my rebreather training with Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. And Penny is here from across the pond, even though she's a Keys local. She originated in the Keys. Well, actually in Canada, and then you migrated down to the Keys, down there by Captain's Lake. And now you're across the pond in the UK, right?
Yeah, and I haven't been to Grenada for 20 years. I came in 1999, so I've only come back and did the Bianca Sea today from 20 years later, and it is still as spectacular of an island that I would love to visit, and it's still in my heart, and I will always.
Well, was that where you met Mark, your better half? Or not? He's not your better half. You're his. Right, exactly. Take that, flip it. But is that where you guys met?
Well, we met in Florida, in Key Largo, but this was our first date.
Ah, yes. So you've been recreating that magic, and you brought the spawn of that relationship with you. Where is Lucas? Can we talk to him? Is that okay, Penny?
You certainly can.
Lucas, come on over here. Now, Lucas is Penny and Mark's son. Now, Mark is, by the way, the magazine over in the UK is?
Scuba Diver Mag.
So you can check them out online. They're here part as Grenada Dive Fest as well. But Lucas is Mark and Penny's son. And Lucas, you've been having a good time, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been great here in Grenada.
Yeah, I see you swimming around. You're like faster than everybody else in the dive group, but you're just like a little minnow. You know what I'm saying? You've been doing really good.
Yeah.
How many dives you have?
32.
So the dive we just did was 32.
Yep.
And what's been your highlight so far here in Grenada, you think?
The animals.
The animals. And that would include Mermaid Milena or the Aqua Gypsy and, CJ, the whole crew. Yeah. Despite that, you still had a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And as far as what you want to do next, what do you want to do with this whole diving thing? Do you got a plan, or you just take one dive at a time?
One dive at a time.
One dive at a time. God bless you. How old are you, Lucas?
12.
Oh, geez. We better move on, because I have a feeling this could get a little bit more colorful, because we're standing next to the rum shop you have here on property. Our diving is done.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. I'm drinking Ting.
Yeah, that's basically one of our newest additions here at True Blue Bay Resort, the perfect place for divers, the only dedicated dive resort on the island of Grenada. So we added right across the parking lot from our dive shop, our decompression chamber, where our friend Akeem...
Yeah.
And has all the drinks you can dream of.
Right. Decompression Chamber is the name of their rum shop, by the way, just to be clear. But you actually have a chamber on the island, too.
Yes,
but
we also do.
That's not on property here.
No, that's at St. Augustine Medical Services.
Right.
So it's a private hospital, and they have a recompression chamber so that they're running. I personally did also training for it so we can assist if anybody ever would be in there. But
right, but this is liquid recompression or decompression.
Yes, yeah,
right?
We have to hydrate. You
yes, Yes, and they have the Jack Iron thing. That's a very special concoction unique to Grenada.
Yeah.
It is the main ingredient of rocket fuel, which by the end of the week, I have a feeling we're going to have one or two of those.
Yeah, yeah. You might go blind.
Yeah, well, we already had a Tingray, and after we drank it and had a taste or two, we realized someone told us, hey, there's Jack Iron in this. We're like, what? Oh, geez. No wonder it gets you there faster. So that was it. We might have had a little prequel to rocket fuel, you think? Have you heard of that, the Tingray?
Yeah, yeah. That's
Ting
that's
and Ting, Jack yeah. Iron. Yeah, I know. He knows. He's been there.
We have a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, you know, when we're not diving.
After diving.
Yeah, exactly. When you're done with your day of diving, you might have to have one of the local cocktails. That's just part of the whole Grenada Dive Fest festivity kind of thing, right?
Yes. Yeah, not only for the Dive Fest. It's year-round.
Oh, it's year-round. Okay, it's so year-round. You don't even have to be here for Dive Fest to experience
that. Every hour is happy hour in Grenada.
Right. Now, they have this soft drink called Ting, T-I-N-G, and that's kind of a Caribbean island, Mountain Dew.
Yes, and it is an island thing, more natural ingredients, and it's,
tasty and refreshing.
Very, very tasty and refreshing.
And if you want
a little grapefruit lemonade.
Yeah, and if you're done with your diving, you throw some Jack Iron in there, too, I guess, and it becomes a Tingray.
Yeah.
CJ, what do you think so far? You having a good time still?
Phenomenal!
Now, he could not do the Bianca Sea because he didn't get his Nitrox certification before we came down to the island. We planned to, but we got blown out because of Hurricane Dorian, and that kind of kept him off the Bianca Sea. But you still had a great dive, right?
We had a fun drift dive. We chilled out. We saw some cool critters. We saw eagle rays. We saw...
You were Lucas's dive buddy.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he dove with a 12-year-old. And, they're about same size and stature and everything, right?
Same mentally.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. That's it. He's corrupted them, or vice versa. We'll see how things progress here for Grenada Dive Fest. Hashtag Pure Dive Fest or Grenada Dive Fest. Just Google it. You'll find it. It'll be there. And we got more coming up from this cool event here on the Spice Island on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Tarek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Rick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
Satana!
Maybe I can heat up the pool a little before you dive in.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yes, you should be diving with us here at Pure Grenada Dive Fest. I am Greg the Dive Master along with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. Woo! We are hanging out on the dive boat with Scuba Tech right now. We just did the Shake 'em Wreck with Josh, Jay, and Bradley. Did I get it right, guys? Woo! That's our crew today from Scuba Tech, and we have been having a good old time. Mermaid Milena has just been doing some mermaiding stuff and enjoying shaking. What do you think of that wreck we just did?
It was very mysterious. I mean, we hopped
mysterious. In Why?
Well, it just kind of just came out of the middle of nowhere into the ocean and just appeared, and it was really cool.
We got a little bit of an algae bloom coming through the islands right now, so the vis is a little down, but that doesn't really affect the diving experience. But like you said, there's that foreboding kind of effect that you have when you descend beneath the surface and you look down and you just see all this bluish green stuff, and then all of a sudden the outline of a mysterious wreck comes into view, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the fish start to swim around and you realize what you're looking at is just this underwater beauty of reef growing on this great wreck.
And you start to shake them in excitement.
Oh, there was a little bit of shaking, but I think that was, well, was that me or being cold? I'm not sure.
You know what? It doesn't matter. As long as you got them, you might as well shake them. Right, Tiff?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. CJ?
Are we 100% sure that that was concrete in those big square packs?
They look like groupers to me.
Square groupers, yes. Well, yes, supposedly the wreck of the Shake'em had these, it was like a concrete cargo ship that, you know, lost its weight balance and sunk.
Yep. It was coming up from Trinidad with a load of cement on it and
went cockeyed. Next thing you know, it went underwater. And this was like 2006 or something?
2004 or 5.
We'll go with that. Yeah. Sure, why not? So Jay is one of the crew members we also have on the boat with us. She took her zookeeper looking for lionfish because we're having a lionfish derby dive tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more about that. How many lionfish you see out here generally, you figure?
Not as many as we used to get, which is really good. The dive shops are getting better at killing them, so that's great.
But we really haven't seen a ton of them, like in other islands that we've been. So they have really been calling them and keeping them, you know, at bay and check, so to speak, which is what you want to do. Yeah, you know, and eat them too, right? Mm-hmm. Who eats them, you or Bradley?
Bradley usually.
Bradley eats them. How do you like your lionfish here, soup. Bradley? Lionfish soup.
Yes, the best soup.
Really?
Fish broth.
Fish broth. Okay, there you go. Well, we may have to have some of that at the Lionfish Derby event here as we continue through Grenada Dive Fest. Now, what do you think there, Brittany? Well, how was Shake 'em?
Shake 'em was great.
You shake 'em on Shake 'em?
No comment.
Okay, all right. Well, I look at the scuba cowboy and he's like, yeah, I was shaking 'em.
Yeah, buddy. Another awesome dive in Grenada.
What is your favorite dive site, you figure, so far that we've done? You have one?
That we've done on this trip?
Yes.
Honestly, I had a lot of fun at Sharky's Reef yesterday because there was a few lionfish.
There was, and you like doing the lionfish thing. You're a lionfish hunter, right?
I like helping out, yes.
Right. Well, you got the bug hunter song, and so he has to, kind of live up to the myth of the lyric, I think. Right, CJ?
Yeah, but today we got wrecked, if you're going to quote one of Pub's songs.
Okay, is that one? That's not one of your songs, is it? I got wrecked? Is that one of them?
Yes, get ready.
Okay, I was just checking. I was just making sure he knew his own songs. Right, because I thought he'd mixed it up a little bit. What about you, Tiff? Do you have a favorite dive site so far here in Grenada?
I really enjoy
the next one. Okay, got it. All right.
Actually, Purple Rain is a great one.
And that's what we're getting ready to do next. That's a very popular dive site. Josh, you have one of the more popular sites here in Grenada? From what I remember, Purple Rain is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because of the, Napoleon Wrasse? Is that what it is? Not Napoleon.
Creole Wrasse.
Yeah. You say Cray, I say Creole.
Different language.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right. But they got a lot of them. Yeah. And they're kind of purplish and they like thousands of them.
Purples. They're very pretty.
Big schools of them. Yeah. Yes, yes. I remember that from the last time I was here years ago. And it's good to hear that it's still in effect. What's that, Tiff?
You have now been demoted. And you're known as Craig now.
Craig? Yeah. No. What is that all about? I turned to CJ because I know Curly is probably behind such shenanigans. What?
All us ladies.
What?
This is all us ladies.
No, I don't believe it. I know CJ, and he is a liar. He is a liar, and he likes to start these rumor and innuendos.
Greg, I've just been told by the aircraft control that we may get a special guest appearance later on.
Bye.
I can't tell you. That's a surprise.
Really?
You'll have to stay tuned.
What, the Lobster Slayer? Which could be me. I mean, I'm going to follow in, you know, the Scuba Cowboys fin kit, fin kicks as the fin kicks. As the, you know, Lobster Slayer, he'll be the Bug Hunter, I'll be the Lobster Slayer. Fair?
Sure.
Okay, he's game.
We may get a certain sailor.
A certain sailor? Oh, no, don't tell me. Are you really, you have seen him on the island already? He didn't make it to the Spice Island, surely.
There have been reports.
Uh-oh, the drunken sailor has been rumored to be in the area. We'll have to find out if Hour 2 does produce a sighting of the drunken. I don't know how he could have got here. What, CJ?
Plissers!
That could possibly be the aroma that drew the drunken sailor to the area.
If there's a tour of a rum distillery, how do you think he finds us?
Yes, and rumors has it that we're going to do that right after Purple Rain. A rum distillery, a river cruise, a little, you know, topside action that you can take, you know, partake in here on the Spice Island in between your dives. Because, unfortunately, you can't spend 24/7 underwater. But luckily, we're in Grenada for Pure Grenada Dive Fest, and there's plenty of things to distract us on our surface interval. And we're going to get into that, talk about Purple Rain, do a little lionfish ceviche or soup. You know, compliments of Bradley and the crew here at Scuba Tech. Who knows? Stick around. Hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck, and it's coming at you next.
Each little slug here cutting a rug here
under the sea.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we get lucky here down in the mud here
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.